Hello, everyone. I think that of all the psukim in the Torah, the pasuk that starts this week's parsha is amongst the most unbelievable, right? It's just like Ela told of Noach, Noach ish tzadik, tamim haya bedor tav, et elokim hitalech Noach. These are just like compliments in one pasuk, just brevity, but packed with me. Noach is a tzaddik. He was whole and pure in his generation. Noach walked with Hashem. No one gets descriptions like this, right? That he's a tzaddik, that he was whole, that he walks with Hashem. No other person in Chumash is referred to as a tzaddik. Yosef, we refer to him in rabbinic literature. Chazal call him Yosef a tzaddik, Yosef the righteous, but no other pasuk, but that's, we call him that. The Torah doesn't call him that, even though we know that he was. The Torah says Noach was a tzaddik. Not only that, but Noach had an unbelievable wife, right? Na'ama, the Ramban comments, quotes the Midrash Rabbah that says the Na'ama was Noach's wife. And why they call her Na'ama, the Ramban asks? Because her deeds were lovely and pleasant. So he had also a helpmate, which is unbelievable what we say about Noach. But that leads me to the most profound and obvious question that comes out of the whole story with Noach and the ark and the mabul and the flood. How is it possible? Remember, Hashem gives him a tremendous amount of time to build the teva, to build the ark. How is it possible that Noach is not able to convince one person to switch, right? That's something we all learn. We learn in kindergarten, right? That the generation of Noach was so impure, was so evil, was full of hate, was so full of just ill doing that not one person merited, besides Noach and his family, merit to be saved when the mabul comes. But the question is, how is Noach, this great tzaddik, this great person, this wonderful person who's whole and pure in his generation, not managed to convince one person? You know, you can go down to Times Square. You can, you know, in the middle of anywhere, and you go up with a placard, and you stay there, and you start telling people what you stand for. You're going to get someone who's going to believe in whatever cause you're going to espouse. And that's just us. We're normal, but Noach was, as we said, Noach is someone who walks with God, walks with Hashem. Et Elokim Hitalech Noach. Noach walks with Hashem. How is it possible he's not able in 120 years to convince one person, or is his generation that bad? So part of the answer is yes, but part of the answer is also that Noach never tries, right? If you look at the pasuk, the end of that pasuk, there's a clue to it. Et ha'elokim hitalech Noach. Noach walks with Hashem. Noach was the type of personality that would never do something wrong, to never hurt someone, never steal from someone, never malign someone, never speak lashon hara, ill speech about someone. But he also didn't go out of his way. Noach represented the type of spirituality that is cloistered off, that says, no, I'm developing a relationship with Hashem only. The outside world does not interest me. Everything about it is treif, is no good, and I will only be able to develop a relationship with Hashem. Nothing else matters. So it's not that Noach couldn't convince people to follow the right path. It's just that it wasn't something that he was interested in doing. And by that, he misses the whole point of why Hashem gives him 120 years to prepare for the flood. Because Hashem doesn't want to bring the flood. And that's also the second profound question that I have of the whole question, but this is now answered. Why is Noach, who is such a special person and has such a special wife as well, so you think that they're a perfect couple, why do we have to wait another 10 generations for Abraham and Sarah? Right? It seems that Noach and Na'ama would have been perfect, because that's the difference. Because Avram goes out of his way. The big difference that we see, Noach walks with Hashem, walks only with Hashem, cares only with Hashem about nobody else around him. He won't hurt anyone, but he's not specifically interested in developing a relationship with them, in saving them. Whereas Avram goes out of his way. Avram is a diplomat. Avram is a warrior. Avram is a shepherd. He's a businessman. But what every single person, again, what we learned already in kindergarten, is Avram is an ish chesed. Avram is a man full and defined by loving kindness. His famous tent, the way he goes about doing hospitality, everything about Avraham just shouts and screams, I care about people. Not only do I care about Hashem, obviously, but I care about people. And therefore we wait 10 generations. Noach is not worthy, does not merit to be the father of the Jewish people, we have to wait till Avraham, because Avraham synthesizes it all. You see in life sometimes that we're so wound up in something, we miss sight of everything else. You can even be so caught up in Hashem that you miss sight of everything else. So Avraham is the role model. Avraham is the father of the Jewish people, not Noach, because Avraham represents, you want to get close to Hashem, you have to be close to people as well. You have to do mitzvot. You have to learn Torah. You have to be what we call a firm person, but part and parcel. You cannot be a firm person without, as the famous statement goes, derech eretz kadma laTorah. If you don't have midot, if you don't have derech eretz, just want to finish off with a great statement that I've been actually quoting a lot this week. As a former senator, there used to be a thought of the week many years ago, we talked about integrity, but just put in derech eretz and you get the idea. It's basically the same exact thing. He said, if you have integrity, nothing else matters. If you don't have integrity, nothing else matters. And so if you have derech eretz, nothing else matters. If you don't have derech eretz, nothing else matters. So Bezrat Hashem, let us take the pure and positive lessons of Noach, of how he did want to get close to Hashem, and the superb lessons of Avram Avinu, that he actually succeeded in getting close to Hashem and people, and therefore he was able to rise even higher. And Bezrat Hashem, we could use that as an inspiration for our own life. You want to be frum? You want to be close to Hashem? Well, part of that is you can't be. You have to have derech eretz, you have to have good midot, and you have to be wonderful and full of chesed. Shabbat shalom, and wish you all a fantastic Shabbos and week ahead.